Yeah, food is life. Life is food. I mean, it's fuel, isn't it? If you have a car without petrol, you ain't going to go nowhere. So you need food. But if you're going to eat food, you want to eat good food. Food that tastes all right and makes you feel all right, not feeling funny afterwards when you've eaten. That's not food. That's poison. You know, and food is dangerous. It's like a gun, isn't it? Food, you can kill anyone if you don't do it properly or if you do cross-contamination or anything like that. So you need to be careful. It's all about being careful when you prepare that food. That's why it's like when you eat your mom's cooking, it's always lovely and smells nice and tastes nice because there's so much love in that food. I didn't believe that before. Now I know that you have to apply a little bit of love. Love. You need it. And that's what moyo means. Moyo means heart.
Money is not the source of happiness. It enables you to do A, B, C, D. But really, at the end of the day, like I said,
you can't buy happiness.
Money can help to relieve pain and stuff like that, or you can get access to the best medicine in the world and stuff like that. But ill health, generally, even money cannot touch. You can't buy life. You can enhance your life by extending your years and everything else. But when you're ill and you're ill, it doesn't matter how much.
Love is a real currency.
Love is what you need.
Hello, Kobe Camilo Podcast, another episode. For those who are tuning in for the first time, I am Milo. I'm from Malaysia. I have been traveling the world for a year plus. It's such a blessing to cross paths with George and Brian Moyo, the Moyo's brothers. I had a conversation with Brian Moyo, the older brother. Both George and Brian has their own sets of philosophy that they shared on this podcast. One of those episodes with heavy lifting poetry in them. If you're going through it and if you want to grow in life and learn something, I hope that this philosophy that you're about to listen to would give you a blessing and carry your spirit to another level of growth and understanding in life. Thank you so much for your attention and your kindness, fellow listeners and homies back home and from around the world. I appreciate your presence and I appreciate you tuning in, and stay tuned for the part 2 with George Moyo. If you're in Brighton, UK, do give them a visit. Fun fact, his son was also born on the 9th of December. Shout out Taz. Hope you're listening, taking notes. Enjoy my conversation with Brian Moyo.
Kobe Camilo Podcast, and we're back with Brian.
Brian Moyo. Yeah.
That's your last name.
Yes, that's our last name.
Brian Love.
Yeah.
Wow. Brian Moyo, the Moyo brothers. Eh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And yeah, how does it feel like to be you, man? How does it feel like to be at the position that you are, where you are today, and as a human being?
As a human being, I think to be where we are right now, I think it's just being appreciating life and appreciating that we are still healthy with everything that's going on. It's, you know, you just have to be thankful to be whoever you may be.
Right.
You know what I mean?
How is life in the UK compared to where you grew up? Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember. I remember. Yeah. I think it's a big change culturally. And general, you know, and beliefs and everything, it's very different. Being in the UK, is very different in terms of family or even friendship and stuff like that. Whereas at home, I think people look after each other a bit more.
More warm.
More warmth, okay. More welcoming, and more together, if you like. Whereas in the UK, some people don't even know their neighbors.
Mm.
You know,
yeah,
no, Western, not the way to live.
Western are a bit more to themselves.
Yeah, very not selfish, but more like me kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know.
What was the reason why you fell in love with food?
I think you know, starting cooking when I was young, as young as I was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were times when I cooked something and I was like,
yeah.
I could see my brothers were like, what is this? You know? So that made me more determined to try and get it right, you know, and made sure that when my mom was showing me how to do, say, for instance, even just a fried egg, I wanted to get it right so that when I did give it to my brothers, they said it was all right, you know, just as good as mom's walking. Never as good as mom's, but at least close to that, you know what I mean?
How did you improve your cooking? Like, was it the attention to detail?
I think it's about being free and open in your mind, your heart, when you cook. Whatever you do, it doesn't matter whether you're writing a story, if it's coming from yourself and everything else, it does sound good or it comes out better. So I think, like you said, attention to detail is very important in everything you do. That, you know, if you go to the market, you pick your tomatoes and everything else, you make sure they're nice and ripe, they're not any blemishes on them or too overripe or anything like that. So there's all that, the smell, the freshness, how old they are and all that stuff, all that amounts to what the result is going to be.
The little details, little things that you, like the brick that you build.
Yeah.
Wow. What other interests do you have in life, man?
I like to draw. You know, I draw a lot. I like to make things, build things. Sculpture is one of them. I like to do sculpting. I like to work with wood at the moment. I'm also trying to work with stone, but I haven't had that chance yet. But hopefully when all this is over, I probably will be.
Work with stone?
Stone, yeah. You know, like stone carving and stuff like that.
Nice, you
know,
man. You know, yeah. Oh, so you're very creative and hands-on, practical.
Yeah. Anything to do with my hands or to do with hands, I enjoy, because I'm not very academic.
I mean, academic is subjective, right? It depends on how you look at it.
Yeah, that's
right. Awesome. Because I think you are street smart.
Oh.
Right? That's how you got here today.
Yeah, survival. Yeah,
some people are more like they just read and they just remember the details and they're more like into the book stuff, right? Some are more hands-on, and you are obviously more hands-on.
Yeah.
First of all, what inspired to start Moyo's Burger?
Obviously, after the first business, which was Soulful, didn't really go according to plan. And when we moved on, obviously, after the National Burgers Award, we knew we had a product.
Hmm.
And obviously, we were fortunate enough to meet another friend of ours who had a shop, which he was thinking of turning into a burger shop. So we had the product and he had the shop. So we collaborated with them and put it on, and basically it worked. And we could see the results and everything else. And obviously when time came for us to move on, we just decided, okay, you know, we have a product. It's okay to be in partnership, but only if there's trust, you know, and security, and we are all thinking of the same result. In this case, we were on different stages and we were never on the same page, so we thought, you know what, we're wasting our time, I think we need to move on and do something. And that's when my brother said, look, we can do Moyo's using our name, you know, which we thought, yeah, kind of sort of different, you know, because from being called Bad Boyz to Moyo's was a little bit, everybody was like, yeah, but Bad Boyz is a better name. Yes, it's true. Bad Boyz is a better name, but it's just a name.
Yeah, it's
whereas
a branding.
Whereas Moyo's is personal. You
yeah,
know?
People connect with your identity, your story.
And we know that using Moyo's, we have to be as perfect as we can. Nobody's perfect or anything. Nothing is perfect. But we know that whatever we do using our name has consequences. So what we have to do is to maintain the standards and everything that we do to make sure that it matches and keeps the name going clean, at least.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And what do you consciously choose the color red?
Red is life, isn't it? And I think red is more inviting than most colors, especially when it comes to food. You know, and that's the reason why I think we went for it.
Because psychologically, if I'm not mistaken, the color red signifies, it triggers that hunger side of your...
Probably, yes.
Taste buds, yeah.
The taste buds, yeah. I think it works with that as well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like McDonald's, KFC...
They've all got a little bit of red and yellow and green and stuff like that. All those colors are very sort of important, I think, when it comes to food. You know, it's like if you go for a fish restaurant, it's normally associated with blue.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put red on a fish shop, it's a little bit like, okay. But you can mix it up a little bit with more blue and more sort of the ocean kind of.
Soulful cheeseburger, is that what it's called? And jerk chicken burger is one of the tastiest burger I've tasted on planet Earth, honestly. And it's crazy how underrated it is. You know, it It should have been like the McDonald's should close down instantly. You know what I mean?
As well, I'm sure if they got hold of the recipe, they probably would put everybody out of business.
Earlier on, you talked about how life and food goes hand in hand, right?
Yes.
Right. What is the meaning of life?
Everything around us, feelings and you know, being loved and you know, that's what life is. I don't think there's life if you didn't get love, or if you didn't get the feelings that you feel, the feel-good factors and stuff like that. That's what life is, you know, when you look at the plant growing and stuff like that. That is life, you know. It's something I can't explain, but it's all with the
feeling.
The feeling.
The growth,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Life is full of ups and downs, and sometimes it's easy to just lock yourself away and be alone, wherever you want to be in your bubble. But life is for sharing, you know, and life is about friendship. Life is about, you know, not collecting, but building bridges, because everything that you do will reflect, you know, on your last day on earth. People need to remember you, whether you were a bad person or a good person. And normally, sometimes when you die, people will say good things about you, even though they didn't really get on with you.
But yeah,
you know, we do. That's humanity.
Yeah.
What I've learned is that be yourself, trust in yourself and believe in yourself, but also use that trust to spread the love, you know, to give trust in other people as well, because you're enabling them to help you if you can help them and stuff like that. You know, it's complicated. I think life is how you take it, you know, how you make it. You know, like my brother keeps saying, sink or swim. It's true. It's two parts to it. You know, it's either give up or carry on.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to give up.
Yeah, it is. It's life can, from a certain angle, it can be hard sometimes, right?
Life is not easy. Life is hard, you know, through decisions and through choices and everything else that you do in life, that can depend on how easy or how difficult it's going to be. You know,
yeah.
By making a stupid mistake, you end up being in trouble, or by making a silly mistake, which will turn you into something like a genius and stuff like that, you know. So it's full of ups and downs and stuff like that, and they all connect somehow, so just one line.
When I look at George, when I look at you, you guys have the synchronicity that I talk about, like the bonding.
Yeah, well, my mom used to say that regardless what somebody says about you, you know, people say sticks and stones will hurt you, but words can't hurt you. But it's true. Words these days now has been proven that can hurt you.
Yeah.
So what people say and hit you with and say to you and stuff like that sometimes can have a bad effect.
Mm.
So my mom used to say that it doesn't matter. Everybody has an opinion, and you know, they can be rude to you or they can be nice to you and stuff like that. But all those things are meant to be life's lessons, and how you take them is by a pinch of salt. If you take a pinch of salt and you add to whatever, say for instance, food you're eating, you add a little bit of salt, it enhances, it makes the food taste nice.
Yeah.
You know, too much of it spoils it. You know, so you have to take everything in small doses, and that balances out life.
Yeah. Don't go too much to the extreme.
Be too much big-headed, thinking you're the best. No, you're not the best. There's always somebody who's thought about your ideas before you thought about it. You know, it just happens that some people think of so many things and nothing happens, and somebody else will come and think about it and they do something with it. So it's what you do and how you, you know, you have to appreciate everything, you know, you have to be thankful in every way, shape and form, you know, and look at life as everything is the same, everything is beautiful. There's nothing ugly or anything about anything.
Yeah.
You know?
What made you the person that you are today, man?
I think everything. All my life's experiences, my children, my parents, you know, my brother, that's what makes me, you know.
So without all these things around me and the experiences and everything and where I've been and traveled to, I wouldn't be me. But because I've done all those things, they make me.
And are you a man who likes traveling?
Yes, if I got a chance to travel, I will.
What would be the lesson that you've learned from traveling?
It's about meeting and accepting and experiencing other people's cultures and ways of looking at different angles of how people see things. You go to the Far East, you see different buildings, you see different foods, you see all those things. All those things open up your eyes. And it's the same thing. You come to Europe, you will see fish and chips. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, okay, that's how it works. You know, it's all about getting everything around you, uniting everything as one.
Mm.
Global.
Yeah, global. No borders, right? Yeah. So you have obviously came through all types of hurdles and you are where you are today, which from my perspective, it could be hard work, or internally, I think you are living your dreams. You are doing what you want to do and providing for your family and all that. What would you say for someone who doesn't feel like living?
Like I said, it's easy to give up. That's the easiest thing any human being can do, is give up. To carry on and stop, you know, continuing pushing this heavy stone to try and get it up to the top of the mountain becomes a whole different challenge, you know, which is like, that's it, I give up. But I think if you believe in yourself, and if you know who you are and you accept who you are, surely it should be easy to accept everything that is not perfect about yourself to enable you to think differently. Otherwise, you know, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, regardless what you're going through. For instance, if you got no food in the house and you have a family to feed, really, you're not just gonna sit there and watch your family die. You need to get up, you need to go and knock on the door, neighbor's door. Can I clean your windows? Can I do something? You know, there's always something that you can do out there to put food on your table, you know, for your family to eat. And never be shy of what you do, or, you know, or ask for help. Those tools are free. You don't have to pay to ask for help.
But not many people who are like that open, you know, like they have like issues, but they just keep to themselves. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Then that means you're shutting yourself away, mm-hmm. and we're not mind readers, humans, unfortunately. So there's people dying out there, like you said, something about mental issues and everything else like that. If you don't admit to yourself that you have a problem, then that's game over. Basically, you need to admit whether there's a problem or there's something that you can, there's always a solution or something that you can do to fix that problem, but we choose not to. So that's the easiest way, to give up. But if you open up, speak to your neighbors, speak to your closest friends, speak to your sister, speak to anybody about whatever the problem may be, then you're opening the doors to help yourself and for people to see if you need help. Because if I was sitting next to a friend and he needs help and I didn't know that because I can't read his mind and he's not telling me about it, how am I going to help him?
Mm.
That's why we need to be open and say, okay, you're looking out for, if you love yourself, then you should open up and say to somebody and say, look, mate, I got a problem. We all have dreams. And, you know, if dreams are going to come true, then you have to take all the steps, the measures, i.e., like I said, loving yourself in the first place is the hardest thing. Because you look at yourself in the mirror and you see somebody else. You don't see who you really want to see.
Yeah.
And then what do you do about that? Okay, you say, okay, I'm going to put on lipstick, or I'm going to put on this and this. And you change, you say, oh, I look good now. That gives you the confidence to go outside. So if you can do that, surely you can ask for help because you love this person. If you love that self, to help that person yourself, you need to help yourself by asking for help when you need help, and accepting and you know, admitting to yourself if you've done wrong, yes, I'm wrong. You're never right in any way, shape, or form. Nothing is right. Everything could be wrong, you know, but there's always a way of fixing them.
Wow, that's a good one. Opening yourself up to other people, that also means like bringing lower down your ego, you know? Like, because we as human beings, we are afraid of what other people think.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
And this is why I'm saying, if you love yourself, ego should never be anywhere near yourself, because you love yourself. You know, and ego is the downfall of all people that have failed and given up and completely now struggling and suffering and living the life that they shouldn't be.
Do you like music, man?
I love music.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think... I think there's a similarity as well from making music and making food.
Yes. Yeah? I mean, it's art. Food is art in a different form.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So they're called artists. The food, they sing music and everything else. And then the person who cooks food, they call him the chef. But really, they're both artists,
yeah.
Because the chef is creative in his own way, and what he comes up with, the combinations of all the way he uses the spices, even the way they present the dish and everything else like that. That's all artistry, you know. So really, at the end of the day, music is art. If music be the food of love, play on, in this case, eat the food.
Yeah. What sort of music do you listen to?
At the moment, I'm listening to a lot of Afro beat, and I like reggae music. I listen to a little bit of rock, as long as it's soft rock, not hard rock.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to classical music. You know, that's why when I'm driving, I'm always listening to classical music in the car.
I'm sure
it's much more relaxing.
Yeah, of the age where once upon a time there was Bob Marley.
Yeah, Bob Marley.
Right. Were you a big fan of him?
Oh yeah, always. Yeah, yeah.
Do you think, because I remember one thing that he said, like, money is not the source of happiness.
No, it's not.
Do you think that's true? Why is
it? It's very true. Money is not the source of happiness. It enables you to do A, B, C, D, but really at the end of the day, like I said, you buy happiness. Money can help to relieve pain and stuff like that, or you can get access to the best medicine in the world and stuff like that. But ill health, generally, even money cannot touch. You can't buy life. You can enhance your life by extending your years and everything else. But when you're ill and you're ill, it doesn't matter how much.
Love is a real currency.
Love is what you miss.
Let's say if someone who are in their 20s who are struggling to find love, struggling to find the perfect person.
I'm 52, yeah? I used to think that by having the most beautiful woman next to you was love. But it's not. You have to see beyond what you see on the outer shell. Love is inside. Love is in the actions. Love is in the beliefs and all the things that happens around you. That's what love is. You know, to be honest with you, being 52 has sort of been a lesson for me to realize now that, you know, it's not about beautiful, it's about what that person does for you, what that person, the caring, the pushing, the things they ask of you to do and stuff like that, selfishly, you know, not selfishly, unselfishly, you know, that is what love is, you know. So it's not about the pretty picture, it's about what's inside.
How do we find that though? Because like what's inside takes years to build or take years to dig.
Because we're so influenced by social media in terms of television, what you see on television, the stories, the Hollywood movies and everything else. We try to base our lives on that.
Mm.
And unfortunately, that's not what true real life is.
Mm-hmm.
Real life is what's around you, what's happening right now and stuff like that. You know, what the next door neighbors are doing, stuff like that. That's what life is, you know, and that's what love is.
Yeah.
You know, and if you base your love on that, it'll be different. People will be more helpful towards one another and stuff like that, being open and stuff like that. But because we watch too many movies and stuff like that, we brainwash ourselves.
Yeah, but what I meant was, let's say you're in your 20s, go back in time, right? You meet a girl, for example. Maybe you're not, maybe, okay, we are always attracted by the physical first.
And then we will know what happens next.
But how do we dig deep inside if they have that love inside, if they have that character, that nurture, loving person that they are, that we are fond to look for? You know, how do we find out?
I think we forget that compatibility, you know, being compatible is more important than just love. Because love is a feeling you get. Love is everything around you. Like I said, love is life. Love is water. You know, it's blood. That's what love is. So compatibility, if you're compatible, then the true love will come through. You know, but compatibility is not always what people go for. You know, it doesn't matter. You meet somebody, whether you're going to get on or not get on, you just like because you fancy them. They're so pretty and that's what you're going for.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, how yeah, it's a tricky one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is tricky.
Like, because how do you get attracted to someone with full of love? Because it doesn't, they don't write it on your face like, hey, I have a good characteristic. You know, it's like sort of a gamble.
It's a gamble. It's a gamble.
Love is a gamble game.
Yeah, and that's why we never, you know, it's like an onion. You peel it, peel up the peel, until you get to the core. It makes you cry. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's a real onion. But we don't find out. We just take the few layers off, and we think, this is enough. I'm happy with this.
Do we have to explore? But this is again subjective because this is like catered to someone who is seeking, right?
Yeah.
Do we have to explore for the right person, or whatever comes first is the one?
It's hard because I think every human is different in their own perspective. You know, the way they look at things and see things, and what is acceptable to them and may not be acceptable to the others, and stuff like that. And there's also so many differences. I think it's up to each individual. Whatever you're looking for, whatever you want to achieve in life, or who you want to end up being with in life and stuff like that, we all have a picture put in our head. But this is based on what we've seen in terms of television and everywhere else, and we put those pictures together and say, okay, this is what my dream should be. We forget that, you know, that really in life is about, through speaking to somebody, spending a bit of time with that person, regardless how or what they look like, you can actually learn so much from them. And if you can give yourself time instead of rushing into a decision you've made, because like you said, it's a physical thing, you know, if people had that patience, then they definitely would find probably what they're looking for.
So let's say you find someone and then you are having that patience, and then because of you took your time and then your heart says that they're not the one, for example, is it?
I think most of the time we do know, and we like to accept things as they are, because that's what maybe society is telling you to, or you're seeing other friends that because they drive a Mercedes, then I must drive a Mercedes. Mercedes is not for everyone. Seriously. You know, you might even live a better life by having a bike.
Mm-hmm.
You do exercises every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From A to B. Mm-hmm. And you get about. You don't pay car tax. You don't pay road tax, you know, stuff like that, or insurance or anything like that. You just jump on your bike and you get to wherever you're going.
Yeah.
You know, more or less, one time payment. Whereas with your car, you're paying forever because you're driving a Mercedes.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, man. Precisely. Yeah, but that's a tricky one. Going through the test is easier, is harder than when you actually went through it.
Yeah.
Like asking you, maybe from your perspective, is just simple. Just relax, you know?
Yeah.
Relax, young boy. But as a young boy, you're like, oh shit, it's going to be like this girl I will end up marrying. Is this the right thing? It's a scary thing.
Yeah. It is, but we don't think like that. We're just thinking of all the things, you know, you don't weigh up the pros and cons, you just go ahead for it.
That's a secret.
Yeah.
Just go ahead.
You just go ahead with it. So when you're supposed to weigh the pros and cons, then you start understanding what the meaning of life is. You need to understand what's wrong, what's right, you know, what's in the middle and stuff like that. You know, easier said than done, obviously. Nobody's an expert. I think life is about learning. It's full of lessons, and that's the journey. So each lesson is a step forward, as long as you learn something from that step.
What's the best lesson you've learned in your 20s, man?
In my 20s was to be a good boy.
Be a good boy.
Listen to your parents.
what was the biggest the hardest pain and the lesson to swallow?
to swallow. Not listening to my father when he said to me, be careful who you spend time with when you're growing up. You know, the company you keep is going to determine what you end up in life.
Is that true? Like the 5% you spend your most time with is what who you are?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
God damn. Okay, this is where I give you a break and let you ask me any question that you're curious about. Anything that is not about the podcast, because everyone has been asking me the same podcast question. And you can ask me anything that you're curious about. Go crazy, 2 or 3 questions, up to you.
Okay, no, but what made you start doing what you do? I mean, obviously, what gave you the idea or the courage to say, okay, I'm going to get up now, I'm going to pack my suitcase. I'm gonna go traveling,
and oh, this is what
I'm gonna, yeah, and this is what I'm gonna do, and stuff like that. And obviously, what are you hoping? What have you learned from all this traveling?
Where I'm from, Malaysia, there are probably not many people who does this, especially when there's a global pandemic.
Yes.
Not just Malaysia, but the whole world in total, right? I feel like I'm one of the few who have the intention way before the pandemic hit. So I'm not doing it out of like, oh, I'm not afraid, I want to challenge myself. I already have this
vision,
yeah, like seeing through, like I want to find what I don't know here.
Yeah.
Because I live in a box where everyone, because I have asked questions to the people around me, not many seem to understand what I ask or what I'm seem to have the answers what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So that could be about life, about food, for example, about people, about love. And I learned that there's nothing to be afraid of. You know, when something is meant for you, it will be yours.
Yes.
At the right time, at the right place.
Yes.
Yeah, and yeah. It's like magic. It's like they talk so much about heaven and how afterlife is going to be great, but I think the magic is happening right now.
It's now.
It's now. Life is magic, right?
And
we can create whatever we want to create. This is what I learned as well. Maybe it's just a traveler's luck or not, maybe it's just because of I believe this.
Mm-hmm.
We can create whatever we can think about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, they say that whatever you have in your mind,
it's like manifesting.
Manifesting, and whatever you put to the universe.
Exactly.
As long as it's positive, it'll be a positive. If it's negative, the universe will say, I'll grant you that too. You know. So I think, like you said, manifesting, it is up to each individual to think good, otherwise you think bad, that's game over. You really need to think good about everything. Like I said, you have to see beauty in every little thing, under the stone, under anything is beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Everything is beautiful, from the smells. Some smells are, you can't handle them, and some smells are like just so sweet and mesmerizing, you know, completely intoxicating, you know what I mean? So everything has its own beauty. But we look beyond that all the time. We never see that. We just take things as they are. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, you need to appreciate every little thing about every corner, every angle, every inch, every bit of all the things around us.
Yeah, man, that's a struggle for most of the people. I wish I could let everyone fall in love with life that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people, they don't understand when I say it's amazing, because I feel like it's amazing.
It's amazing. You get that good feeling, that good vibe. You meet somebody, they you think they're cool, and you're like, that's a good vibe. Jump on the bandwagon. Enjoy that vibe as well. You know, everything you do, everything you come across, you know, people you rub shoulders with, their energy rubs off onto you.
Yeah, exactly.
So energy is very important.
Energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you believe, are you aware of like quantum physics and law of attraction and all that?
You know what? My brother's been telling me about this. I didn't really understand all these things, but I'm beginning to see now.
Is it George?
George. Oh, yes. Cool. Yeah. He's told me about it, because obviously he's quite philosophical and he's very spiritual as well in a way, even though he says he's not. But you can see it.
Yeah.
You know. He's spoken to me about the law of attraction, and I still sort of have problems understanding that for some reason. I don't know.
Well, what's your thoughts on that?
I think it's true. It's right. You know. The the law of attracting, you know, I just don't understand anything about it, you know, so I need to read more about it or talk to people that know and understand what the law of attraction is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And this is like a similar question I asked George before.
Yeah.
What would be the piece of advice if this was recorded and your kids would be listening? Maybe 20 years from now, right? 20 years from now, they just randomly Google your name and they heard this podcast. What would be that one thing that you want your kids to remember via this audio? What do you want to tell them?
Believe in yourself and never be shy to ask for help. Definitely.
Is there any secret way to swim through life?
There is no secret. I think it's about the decisions you make will determine where you end up in life. But also at the same time, if you believe in yourself, it's easier that way to see yourself where you want to end up. You know, you can't see where you're going to be, but like I said, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. So the tunnel, they say, because it's dark in the middle, and it's light at the end. So whatever is in the middle is unknown. It's the decisions, the steps you take, and everything, experiences you go through. And that's what life is, I think.
Yeah.
That's my take.
And yeah, life is actually very malleable.
Yeah, it's a secret, isn't it? It's a secret.
Yeah. And how do you want the world to remember you as, man, at the end of the day when it's all said and done and you are breathing your last breath? And yeah, how do you want the world to remember you as?
As a good man. As a good man, yeah.
Not for your burgers?
Not for my burgers or anything like that. As a good person, as a good man, definitely, yeah.
Damn, thank you so much for being part of this podcast. It was lovely having a chat with you, and I just want you to know that I'm glad I've crossed paths with you. I'm glad I crossed paths with George, and this has been a journey, and I wish like your burgers would go further than you imagine.
It's all about the flavor. Let's share it. Spread the love.
Yeah, once you get to Asia, you're set.
I know. We got a few friends around and they're all saying we need to do something. And it's like, yeah. You know, but we've only just started. So really, it's still a little seed that needs to grow. Plant, and we just got to water it and make sure that we feed it the right.
Exactly. I'm so happy
energy
that.
Energy and, you know.
So happy that I am witnessing it. Who knows, I might be part of the seed growing process.
You never know. You never know. You know what I mean? Absolutely pleasure to meet you, man.